right off the top, we're diving into the water running full speed. Large group of new legislators, many from rural areas that have a very steep, fast learning curve. So things are busy with committee meetings. We're about to tackle an old favorite of ours in the ag community is the ag sales tax exemption. There's a number of pieces of legislation that seek to modify or eliminate that. That is a constant threat hanging over our head in the country. And so we're really concerned about educating this new group about the value in that, the economic benefit to not just farmers and ranchers, producers around the state, but to retail businesses in Oklahoma, agribusinesses, how important that commerce in Oklahoma really is. And when we compete with our neighbors, it's a critical thing that we have to have. So beyond that, there's another little threat hanging over our heads of ad valorem tax increases. Our members have spoken clearly with one voice through the years opposing increases or really even changes to their property tax system, but there's a significant push to expand the uses of ad valorem tax to include funding municipalities and municipal government, which would be a really groundbreaking expansion of what those dollars can go for. And we really need to find a way to better fund police and fire systems in our communities. We're concerned about several of the unintended consequences that ad valorem tax change would bring to our farmers and ranchers.
Governor Stitt has made it clear that Oklahoma is open for business, that he wants it to make a very business-friendly state in terms of regulations and other things. Well, that's good news for agriculture.
That's exactly right. The tone from the chief executive on down through the rest of state government is really a positive one right now, particularly for rural areas. I think, you know, you saw the outsized influence that rural Oklahoma voters had on the election last year, and it seems like everybody in the state capitol building is aware of that, and we've all been on the same page as far as trying to recruit new business to us, to our economy, and utilize some of the areas in rural Oklahoma who have not been able to thrive and prosper like some of our urban friends. So we're excited about the attitude of all the legislators, the new statewide elected officials. Governor Stitt has assembled a very friendly cabinet officials for us to work with. So we think that the team in Oklahoma City is very positive right now.
Sometimes it's not a matter of new legislation, but rather trying to stop legislation from happening that could be detrimental to agriculture.
Yeah, that's really the rough go, is because, you know, it's easy to be for something, and we try to find a positive spin to put on everything. But, you know, occasionally there's a red button on those legislators' desk for a reason. Early on in the year, everybody wants to get along. Everyone wants to do that. But sometimes we have to ask for a no vote, and nobody likes it. And we take that very seriously, as do our partners at the Capitol. But working to let them know why not all ideas are good ideas in reality. They may have been a good talking point, but sometimes you just need to say no and work on a better solution tomorrow.
As we get to the end of the session in May, will we look back and say this has been a very farmer-friendly, very rural-friendly session?
Well, Sam, I sure hope so, and we approach it from a very positive mindset, like I mentioned, but there are always bumps in the road, and there's dangers lurking at every corner, and you know, there's always lots of unintended consequences. I know every man and woman in that building want to do what's right for their constituents in the state, but with almost three-quarters of the legislature having two or less years of experience, there's a lot of unknowns, and that's why we try to maintain a presence there on a daily basis to join in the conversation so that we can make it a friendly year for agriculture in rural Oklahoma. There are a few key things that some people may see as a positive but could be damaging to our constituents.